this place. I feel so free. Like, I don't have to wear panties. I just want to recycle. So I want to, like, compote blueberries between my tits. I just want to, like, breastfeed in public all the time. I ain't got no baby. I just want to, like, breastfeed other babies. I want to breastfeed my dog at a restaurant because nobody would judge me.
Try your thing. Let your freak flag fly.
I go to Burning Man every year, have for a long time. I know that's not cool, but it's true.
San Francisco's largely responsible for the soul and the culture of Burning Man.
I have heard two conflicting reports. I have heard that half of the Bay Area loves Burning Man, and the other half thinks that Burning Man is the reason that people are embarrassed to be in the Bay Area.
I went out there, and I ran into this guy that I know. And you know, if you run into somebody at Burning Man, you pretty much have to fuck them. Like, I think it's the whole gift economy thing, and...
I know that the Bay Area is a hotbed of sexual diversity, and I'm from here, and so I respect that about it a great deal. It's a very important place to have, a place like Oakland and San Francisco, which is like sort of the sexual safe zone.
My wife and I are a typical San Francisco couple. We recycle, we are into light bondage, and our safe word is Zinfandel.
The Klitz Club is a South of Market apartment that's been converted into this rabbit warren. The rabbit warren is unpainted drywall. This is pure function, and that function is sex.
I'm an adult, and I've been to sex parties before.
Here I am, just really, like, going to town on this guy's dick, and they're like, so you having a good foursome? Like, how... Yeah, I don't think it's too hot this year. Like, normally... The weather is such a concern.
Basically, if you were born gay in Alabama, it's time to pack up and move to San Francisco immediately.
San Francisco, big gay community. What an idiot fucking thing to say. I'm not a gay dude, but I kind of wish I was gay. I'll tell you why. Because guys who look like me that are gay, they're called bears. That's badass. That's like 9-year-old me's dream come true. Do you know what I'm saying? When I was a kid, if you would have told me I was going to be a bear one day, I would have been like, yes! And you would have been like, wait, there's a couple more things I got to tell you.
I love San Francisco. You guys are awesome. A lot of bums. A lot of bums. A lot of white bums. Makes me feel good. I fucking like that.
I was walking around getting a little bummed out. I was like, oh man, is the tech industry ruined this whole beautiful town, you know? And I looked down on the sidewalk and I saw a hollowed out watermelon with a piece of shit in it. I was like, still got it, San Francisco, you still got it.
I actually spent a little bit of my time in San Francisco between apartments, which is a fancy white way of saying homeless.
Wouldn't it be great if there was affordable housing in San Francisco?
I used to work in software because it's the law, and quit that. And a lot of my friends are now worried. They're like, dude, how are you going to raise two little kids in the Bay Area without a job? And I tell them, don't worry. I am going to give both my kids a very thorough third world experience.
I grew up in the Bay Area in Silicon Valley, and like 6 or 7 years ago, when I told people where I was from, I couldn't say I was from Palo Alto because they didn't know what that was.
I don't know, Silicon Valley feels like some kind of like weird like labor camp for like tech companies.
Every single time I go back to Palo Alto, it is more of a nightmare. It is like a hyper-capitalist, it's becoming a giant mall.
Do you take a bus down to Silicon Valley or you work in the city? Oh, you take part like a real person. Fuck yeah, dude. Thanks.
The funniest thing about the Bay Area is the public transit.
I hate public transportation.
There's Muni and there's BART.
And many people are angry at the Google bus.
People hate the Google bus.
Because they see the Google bus as the symbol of gentrification. And I just think that's wrong. You know, I see the Google bus as a symbol of boring people who have boring conversations. Because let's be honest, folks. Muni builds character.
I hate it because they let the public on there. That's everybody.
What happens on the Google bus, huh? Bobby can't connect to the Wi-Fi. The other day on the 47, a grown man in a tutu took a dump right in the aisle. Like, that's a conversation starter for like 6 to 10 months, all right?